Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 26th of May. Starting off with Aston Martin, which was sheepishly looked at the other week in the mid-30s, thinking that possibly that might have been the limit of the upside for the shares, decad pounds, etc. But technical calls got lucky off the back of the CEO being fired. And we hit 50 pence initially today. The view at this stage is that ideally we hold above the 20-day line at 44 pence and head up to the top of a triangle formation at 70 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. The only risk here is that we might have to fill the gap down to the upper 30s, 38, 39 pence before the upside can be resumed or the recovery can be resumed. That said, we've got good bullish divergence here in the RSI window with a lower low for May. Matched by a higher low in the RSI window. So that is a positive in terms of momentum for the shares. Next up, Asia Met Resources, which is stock I've tended to avoid even on the bounces, just on the basis that sellers tend to come in. But it looks as though we've had long enough now, a couple of months, for a base to be put in here. The current plus point regarding the price action is the way that it is now at and above the 200-day moving average at 2.5 pence. That's also the floor of a rising trend channel from January. So at the moment, we can say above 2.5 pence, looking for a top of January trend channel target as high as 6 pence over the next month to 6 weeks. Another stock which has been sort of slow to get off the ground but starting to gain momentum is Emerson. I think I covered this just a few days ago, but nice solid breakthrough, 5 pence, and the longer we stay above that 5.2 pence high from February, the greater the chance of a near-term move towards 8 pence, which is the top of this December rising trend formation. Time frame on that, the next 4 to 6 weeks, ideally. On to a stock which I don't think I've covered here before, but I think was covered in the papers or mentioned in the papers. Here we've got a possible triangle breakout here for Lidco. We're trading above the 50-day line, so at least while above that at 7.47 pence, we're looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as 13 or 13.5 pence, only really back below 7 pence, really delaying the upside scenario there. New stock coming up next is Loungers, which sounds a bit like a sort of a shady club, but here we've got a very strong candle there. Breaking a recent resistance around the 100 pence level and an end of day close above 100 pence could take the shares up towards the top of this broadening triangle from March as high as £1.40. So it looks quite good there. Stop loss ideally just back below the 50-day moving average currently at 96 pence if you can afford that. Good bullish divergence in the RSI window suggests that there is decent momentum here after the rather calamitous decline that we saw in February and March. Next up, one of the top rises of the day so far, Matomi Media. And you can see here another very strong candle for the shares breaking through previous resistance around the 5.35 pence level. Above that, looking for a top of May trend channel, May 2019 trend channel target up to 13 pence, so a lot to shoot for there. And early really back below the 50-day line and that support line from last year, 4.38 really killing the idea of a pretty strong recovery there. Stock which took a long time to get off the ground over the course of the earlier part of this year is Extract Resources, but now it seems to be gaining momentum. We've just hit the initial target that I had there. Well, sounded rather ambitious when the shares were below a penny, but 1.6 pence at the top of that broadening triangle has been hit after the break of 0.8 pence at the beginning of the month. So a nice return there. An end of day or a weekly close above 1.6 could give the stock a fresh leg to the upside, which would be towards 3 pence and the top of that rising July trend channel. But let's just see how the shares settle down over the next few days before letting that target come into view. Finishing off with a rather difficult stock in terms of the price action recently, we've got the feeling that Westminster Group is ready to take off, but it's been a bit of a three steps up, two steps back type of price action so far. Nice gap to the upside today through the 200-day moving average at 9.9 pence. So above the 200-day line, we can reinstate that rather ambitious sounding target at the top of a November trend channel at 22 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. At this stage, only back below the 50-day moving average, and that March uptrend line at 7.9 pence really killing the recovery argument there at Westminster Group. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.